Next question we're going to do together is going to be Mr. Scott Bonnie, sorry, Mrs. Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, S-C-O-T-T. Bonnie Scott. Let's see. So this is a an 88-year-old woman with thrombocytopenia, myeloproliferative or myelodysplastic / myeloproliferative disease, severe anemia, 5 to 10% marrow blasts, thrombocytopenia. Renal cysts. And renal cysts, period. Patient noted to have splenic infarction associated with thrombocytopenia. Patient was started on JAK2. Patient was followed up regarding JAK2 positive essential thrombocytosis with treated with Hydrea 500 milligram every 3 days. Patient end of January of this year had developed myelodysplastic syndrome and refractory anemia with excess blast type 1. Patient was placed on supportive therapy. Transfusion was given on at the end of January. Patient's blood pressure is running low. Her medications have been stopped. Despite transfusion, patient's HMH has come down to 7 and 24. With protein calorie malnutrition, albumin of 2.9. Patient is eating very little at this time. Patient has decided against any further transfusions. Has become quite weak. Pain is an issue which the hospice nurse will help alleviate at home, and patient and family have now decided for hospice care. Given patient's advanced age and other comorbidities, along with patient's severe advanced myeloproliferative disorder with blast with type 1 excess blast, and IPSS risk score of 4.5. Patient is very much hospice appropriate and expected to die within 6 months. Thank you.